Our Infertility Roller Coaster, Episode 2. Today we're talking about surviving the holidays with infertility.
Porch Life Family Media,
your source for family-centered content.
PorchLifeFamilyMedia.com.
Well, hello, welcome to another episode of our Infertility Roller Coaster. My name is JD.
And I'm Kristen.
We are so glad that you are taking the time to listen to our show and go on this journey with us as we just talk about one couple's journey through infertility. And, you know, we've been dealing with this for several years, and we thought, let's just talk about it and share our experiences with you, and maybe we can help somebody out there, and maybe we can encourage one another. Before we jump into our main topic about surviving the holidays, we know at the time of this recording, the holidays have just passed, Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, so we wanted to talk about that a little bit. But before we do, I wanted to say thank you for the comments that we received on the last episode from Tom and Aaron. So thank you to you guys for listening and for posting a comment on the website at infertilitypodcast.com. Also, real quickly, we wanted to mention a resource that we found well over a year ago. Kristen actually found it via a blog, started reading some excerpts, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
So we ended up buying the book, bought a couple copies. What's the title of that book?
Okay. In bold letters, it actually is saying Infertility. And then under it, it says A Survival Guide for a Couple and Those Who Love Them.
It's by Cindy Dake, and as I said, Kristen was reading the excerpts on a website, and the things that the author was talking about really spoke to her, and so we purchased a copy on Amazon, got the book, started reading it, ordered a couple more. You gave it to a friend who was also going through the same thing.
Yes.
So I actually have my own copy. We both have our copy here with us, and Kristen's just going to hit a couple of the high points that we thought we would mention and as we recommend this resource to you.
Well, basically, chapter one tells the story of the couple that is putting this together. It's their story. So it's kind of introduces you, hey, you're not alone out there, and here's our story. The second chapter is definitely talking about a woman's perspective. It's actually titled as that, Woman's Perspective on Infertility. And this is obviously the chapter that really speaks to me. And when I read this, there was many nights, because that's usually when I would pick it up, I would just start bawling. And sometimes I'd have to put it down or I'd share it with JD. And I couldn't hardly even read it without crying, because it's like looking in on yourself and thinking, well, I guess I'm not alone. And then the third chapter is basically the man's perspective, and it's titled that as well. It's a great insight for women to read, because sometimes I have dealt with, does my husband even care? And it's like, does he even have the same feelings? Because us women, we feel like our body's supposed to be like boom, and naturally this is supposed to happen. We're supposed to carry the babies, deliver, and, you know, bless our husbands and our marriage with a child. So it is nice to know that men do deal with it. It definitely talks about the perspective being much different than ours. We're more emotional and carry that burden. They are more like, how can we fix this? And that kind of area. And definitely, how do they make their wives happy through the situation? It definitely covers a lot of those areas, which is very helpful.
Yeah, and so the book is called Infertility, A Survival Guide for Couples and Those Who Love Them. And that's one thing I did want to briefly mention, is it does talk about the family and friends who are around a couple who is going through this, and it talks directly to them in areas. So it's a good book to give to somebody, a family member. If you are dealing with infertility, let them look this book over and kind of get to see what you're dealing with without you having to spell it out and say, you know, this is what I'm feeling. You know, sometimes you can just hand them the book and say, hey, why don't you read this chapter? It kind of explains a little bit about what we're feeling right now, and it's a little bit easier than having to actually, you know, state it yourself. So it's just a great resource. We highly recommend it. There is a link in the show notes for you to pick up a copy if you're interested. Again, it's called Infertility, A Survival Guide for Couples and Those Who Love Them. Well, now we're going to jump into our main topic for today's show. Just talking about going through the holidays. Obviously, everybody knows that the holidays are time for families, and you think back on your own childhood, it was a big time getting together with family and just doing things with your immediate family. Mm-hmm. And couples who don't have children who are dealing with this problem of infertility, obviously, we don't have this same family dynamic within our homes. And it can be a very difficult time for people going through infertility.
Absolutely. And every year it seems to get a little bit harder, but we just try to focus on others, which we'll get more into through this segment today.
So we just wanted to talk, hit kind of some of the high points of the things that we try to be mindful of during this time. It's not easy, and we acknowledge that. And it's okay to feel like you're getting overwhelmed by some emotions, because it is natural for you to want this type of a relationship at this time of year, mm-hmm. during Christmas time especially, I think. So the first thing that we always try to keep in mind is just stay busy, do things to keep ourselves occupied, get involved in things around town.
Mm-hmm. And go sightseeing. We like to do that usually around we're blessed here in Glendale to have a few little events going on, festivals and stuff like that. We try to keep busy with friends and other people, our nephews and stuff like that.
So our local town here in the Phoenix metro area has a festival every year. It kicks off on the day after Thanksgiving. So we always try to go to that and just engage in what's going on around you. Try to just stay busy and do things that help you to focus on, maybe some things that you like doing. Go drive around, see Christmas lights. We try to do that often too. What are some other ways that we try to stay busy?
Well, we definitely try to do little things, take time baking. I'll do that with some of my girlfriends, which I did this year, or, having people over just to kind of share in the holidays with just giving. We don't usually put it out there, but we do give, to someone usually, and that's basically because the money that I guess we would spend on our children, and even between us, we give to others. It feels so good, and mm-hmm. I like getting stuff. Of course, sometimes it's kind of cool to open up things and see it. I'm not gonna lie. Definitely, it's fun to play with that kind of stuff and open new things. But there is something about giving. If we were to have children, we would, wrap everything and put it under the tree or put it out by wherever you do. And we would put it out there for them, anticipating seeing their eyes wait and then looking at the presents and the size and guessing and all that. But to give to someone, that is the point. And we try not to focus on so much the gifts in itself, because the real reason for the season, we do believe, is Jesus. But we do love to give. And it gives us a little glimpse of the excitement that we love bringing joy to someone else. And it's nothing to do. Sometimes it's $10. Sometimes it's a little bit more, but nothing huge. But we definitely try to give something, food, we bake goods, anything. People love that kind of touch, and we definitely try to do that. And we just do more and more. We're trying to focus on that in our own family.
A fun thing that we did this year was kind of ties in with what you were talking about, doing some baking. We decided to put together gift baskets for a lot of our relatives here in the area. And so you got into some canning this year, mm-hmm. also. And I think that was a fun thing, too, just in general, not necessarily just the holiday time, but just in general to get into a hobby or something that will help you stay busy. But you started canning, and so we decided, well, let's build these gift baskets and different canned items, jams and preserves that we have made. And we just got into it, had a lot of fun putting the baskets together and getting little additional items to fill it up. And
yes, it was enjoyable. Definitely looking forward to doing it in the future, making it bigger and better.
Yeah, and so out of trying to do something to reach out to others, to not focus on what we're necessarily going through at the time, but just reaching out, do something for somebody else, we've come across this thing that we really had a fun time doing this year and we'll probably do again. So
yes,
staying busy, that's one of the main points that we tried to focus on this year. And as Kristen mentioned, reaching out to other people in the community, even in your church family, if you're a part of a church, just do something to give. There's something about it. Well, I guess for lack of a better phrase, it just makes you feel better just being able to bring some joy to somebody else.
Absolutely. Absolutely, it does.
And some of the major things also would be spending time with the family that you do have. If you have relatives who live nearby, whether that's siblings or parents, aunts, uncles, whoever that is.
And even cousins. I'm very blessed here in the Valley. I have 5 younger cousins. They range from... the oldest is 16 and the youngest is 10. And they're actually more like my nieces, but I do appreciate the time I get to spend with them. They look up to us. And they're all girls, but so I try to do ladies' days with them, which brings joy to them and me as well. And definitely just focusing on, you know, they're younger. Being around younger people keeps you younger, I feel. You know, they see things so much differently. Through their eyes, it's amazing to be around them. But I am very blessed to have family here, and JD does as well. And we try to be with everybody as much as we can, and we get to have lots of fun. But for people out there that don't have family, some people may have just a sibling, one sibling, or maybe one distant niece or nephew. I would definitely suggest, like JD had said, to go ahead and focus on somebody in your community, maybe at work, someone next door, or even in someone in your church family. But definitely that's where we have focused on, is within our own family and then our church family. So that's been a blessing.
And we were blessed this year to have my sister visit from out of state, and she brought her little adorable boy with her, and we just had a lot of fun with our nephew and, you know, doted on him, spent time with him, and just, you know,
laughed it up. Yeah.
Yeah. Had a great time. So if you have a niece or a nephew that, you know, especially, I think that would be an ideal situation that you can just, you know, spend some time with during the holidays, and gifts that you might wish to buy for your own children, you know, just, you know, spend that time and that money that you would have spent in that case for that other relative, and just it still gives you that feeling of, you know, enjoying them, opening the gifts, or just creating a bond with that child. Obviously, you're not taking the place of their parent, but it helps you. I mean, it certainly was a great thing for us to have him around us during the holidays.
It was wonderful to go shopping, and because kids look at things so differently, like I was saying a moment ago, and for the holidays, they get all excited with the paper. And he's just about 1.5 years, so it's not as big as it would be if he was like 5 or 6, but he definitely is getting the hang of it and loving it. And he would tear off the paper and hand every little piece to us, and we would laugh. So those are the things that we'll always remember. Pictures, we got definitely a lot of pictures. And like JD said, his parents and his sister and his nephew came, so it was a good time. We got to spend with them, and like I said, with my family, we got to do that. But we also wanted to bring up this couple that we have actually got to know very well, and within our church family, they have a little boy. He's about 3 now, and we've been privileged to be able to be around him since he was born, even before. And I think the first time he came home with us alone was when he was 2 weeks. And wow, and we have just had a glimpse, just a glimpse. I would never say it's even near what a mom or a dad gets to experience every day, because they go home at the end of it. But it has been such a blessing that they have opened up their home, their family.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's a little girl. She's about 6 months. So we get to bring them home with us once in a while, about every other weekend, every other weekend. So we get to have them for a day or two, an evening, and we'll take them places that we would love, like the zoo, or there's a candy factory here. We do different things like that, places that JD and I like to experience. But it's so much fun when you can take a child and see it through their eyes. It really, it's like you want to show them everything. And being that we have the lack of no children in our home from our own marriage, it is a blessing to be able to take and borrow someone else's kid for the moment. So it is such a blessing. And honestly, when I talk about it to people, I reference it as medicine for our soul. It really, taking time with somebody else is like medicine, because when we're alone with the holidays, it's so wonderful. And it is a blessing that we can remember what the reason is. And even for Thanksgiving, to stop and reflect and be thankful. But, you know, it is nice to have a little added. But for the holidays, one of the hardest things for us, like this year, which was something I think this was our first year we experienced anything like it. We didn't want to decorate. It wasn't, and we're big decorators. Village, we get a piece every year for the village, and we'll decorate the whole house. And I think we were like a week before Christmas this year. Yeah. And I'm like, we better do it. The family's coming. And actually, we only have half the stuff out, but it was still nice to do it. But it was so blah this year. And I hate to put it that way, but it was really just, I don't know. It was, we still were thankful and had the little bit of joy. And we're very thankful for one another. I don't think that's an issue at all. But it's just like, we've experienced for this stuff all our lives, but we're ready for the next stage. But being that we're not able to advance into that parenthood stage, we're able to share it with others. And that is the one thing, if you can take through any of it, to survive the holidays, share it with others, give to others, and make it a time of others. Because when it's just you and your husband, or vice versa, sometimes you'll feel blah.
Yeah. And it was very odd this year. Mm-hmm. We both really enjoy the holidays. And for some reason this year, we just couldn't get into the whole decorating thing. But I think that if at all possible, if you can make a friend, build a relationship with another family, another couple who has younger children, who would allow you to take them on day trips on outings to go do some things together. Take advantage of that. Offer to babysit, you know, for free, just to while they go out on a date or something like that. Just so you can, it's. I think that was a good way to put it. It's like medicine. It does help you, just to cope, and not just during this time of the year, any time at all. It just it's just a great feeling to be able to, you know, have those feelings of love that you can share with a child.
Yes, and it's an opportunity to be a part of a life that grows as well, which is such a need for couples that are in our position. We're ready to see life come from us and grow, and it's nice to share in someone else's joy and see their children grow.
So kind of to wrap it up, I mean, it's not easy. We know that. We're not trying to sugarcoat anything. Mm-mm. It's still difficult at this time of year for us and for you if you're dealing with this. But our recommendations and the things that we've found that have helped us to cope with it around the holidays is, again, staying busy, participating in functions in your community, spending time with the family that you do have nearby. And of course, if you have younger relatives of nephews, nieces, cousins, that you can kind of help enrich their holiday time as well, do that. Or borrow a friend's kid for a day or for an afternoon or an evening and just, again, help enrich their lives and enjoy that time to have a good moment with a child. And then lastly, reach out to others in your community, not necessarily others who are going through infertility, but any kind of a situation, just go volunteer at a soup kitchen or something, you know, just give during this time. It does help, gets you involved in something that's bigger than you, and you know you're being a blessing to other people, and I think it really does help a lot.
Oh, definitely. No sugarcoating here. It really, it's a hard time. Sitting there watching Zachary and Ethan play together this holiday, it was wonderful. But it did come to mind for a quick second, oh, how we would love to have our own children and watch this be a part of their life and make memories with our own children. So it's not easy. It's not perfect, but in this mess that I would call infertility, in this craziness, it is definitely a blessing to focus on others. And I believe that's definitely what we're here for a lot of the times, is to focus on others. I'm definitely working on that more in life, to be more giving, not just of finances, because that's not something we have to give a lot of, but definitely time. People yeah. need time and help and just an extra little touch or a little hug or pat on the back, hey, you're doing great, or is there anything I can help you with? Because just like us, we're dealing with infertility. There's people that are dealing with such real problems in their life that feel just as empty and horrible as what we're feeling. So if we can remember not to be so wrapped up in our problem and just to help others in the meantime, it definitely benefits us. In the long run, it really benefits us.
Yeah, and if you are not one who is dealing with infertility, you're a relative or a friend of someone who is, try to reach out to them in this way. Let them spend time with your children. Let them, you know, like I said, take them on a day trip. We took Ethan, our friend's little boy, to
our
the
nephew.
Parade. Yeah, we like to call ourselves auntie and uncle. But, yeah, we took them to the parade with us and just had a good time getting all the little freebies that they were giving out to all the kids. And so, you know, be willing to minister to your friend or couple that you know that is dealing with infertility in that way. It really is a great blessing to them, and it means a lot. We're speaking from experience
yes.
on this front. So
definitely thank you to all that share their kids. Not just with time, but we get little gifts like little pictures and things like that. So our refrigerator reflects those colorings on our refrigerator and little things that we'll get from our cousins and stuff. And it makes us feel good because we don't get that from our own marriage, you know, like our own children is what I'm meaning.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a blessing. We can show those off and have memories and get the love that just a glimpse. And it's perfect in its own weird way.
Well, and those are kind of the things that we've done to help us go through this time of year. Again, like we said, it's surviving the holidays. It's not soaring through with just a wonderful, fluffy, fuzzy feelings all the time. You know, you do have those times where you just feel that it's unbearable. But these are some of the steps that we've been able to take, and we hope this has been helpful for you if you are dealing with this same situation. If you would like to get in touch with us, let us know what you think of what we discussed. And if you have an idea of something that has helped you during the holidays, we would love to hear from you. Let us know what you've done. And if this has been helpful to you, let us know that as well. You can send an email to feedback@infertilitypodcast.com. Or you can also call us.
And the number you can reach us at is 623-688-2770.
And keep in mind that number is the feedback line for our whole network. So just specify that you are calling about this show, our infertility roller coaster. You can always leave a comment on the website, infertilitypodcast.com. The show notes, which will include this list that we've gone through, as well as a link to purchase the book, Infertility, A Survival Guide, is at infertilitypodcast.com/2. That's the number 2. Again, we want to thank you for taking the time to listen today, and we hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you.